They all understand extremistan mathematics and the inadequacy of the Gaussian bell curve. They have uncovered the following property of networks. There's a concentration among a few nodes that serve as central connections. Networks have a natural tendency to organize themselves around an extremely concentrated architecture. A few nodes are extremely connected, others barely so. The distribution of these connections has a scalable structure of the kind we'll discuss later. Concentration of this kind is not limited to the internet. It appears in social life. A small number of people are connected to others, in electricity grids, in communications networks. This seems to make networks more robust. Random insults to most parts of the network will not be consequential, since they're likely to hit a poorly connected spot. But it also makes networks more vulnerable to black swans. Just consider what would happen if there's a problem with a major node. The electricity blackout experienced in the northeastern United States during August 2003, with its consequential mayhem, is a perfect example of what could take place if one of the big banks went under today. But banks are in a far worse situation than the internet. The financial industry has no significant long tail. We'd be far better off if there were a different ecology in which financial institutions went bust on occasion and were rapidly replaced by new ones, thus mirroring the diversity of internet businesses and the resilience of the internet economy. Or if there were a long tail of government officials and civil servants coming to reinvigorate bureaucracies.